Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July the 21st in the year of our Lord, 2018. This, my fellow Americans, is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced that the brilliant positioning of the checks and balances by our founding fathers, one of the great restorative tools we have at our fingertips today. You see, we reject revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Go study history. They turn out bloody and violent, and wow, they're not very fun. Thank heavens the founding fathers were indeed successful. But because of their sacrifice, because of their honor, because of their fortunes, because of their everything they gave, their blood, their sweat, their tears, their all, we've got the blueprint for liberty. We've got the system. And a lot of times what people want to do is when the system doesn't seem to be working, they want to blame it on the system. That's like saying if you cheat on your marriage that the marriage is the problem. No, folks. Return to the reality that, hey, the Constitution, far from perfect. We won't have a perfect world, a perfect nation, until the Savior Jesus Christ returns. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the best. We've got the best ever that we can get. And we have the freest country on the face of the earth. Now, I know a lot of people would challenge me on that. Oh, I know on the freedom indexes that people use around the world, other nations have some advantages to America, but they don't have the blueprint for restoration that we have. They don't have the fundamental understanding that we turn to God, not government. They don't have the Declaration of Independence that clearly documents the fact that the just government derives its power from the consent of the governed. See, there's fundamental principles that make America unique in the marketplace of ideas. The grand experiment of the founders was indeed successful. All right, that's the bottom line. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. There is no other broadcast on the planet like Liberty Roundtable because of the unique stand we take. We don't preach doom and gloom for America. We preach that America's great. Is it perfect? Far from. Do we have a lot of work to do? Absolutely. Have we lost a lot of liberty? No doubt about it. That doesn't change the reality, my fellow Americans, that good things are happening every day, and when more of us stand up, better things happen. And you know what? Liberty Roundtable Live might not be the biggest talk show on the planet, but I'm telling you right now, the news gatekeeping thugs are forced to take notice. They used to have carte blanche ability to do whatever they want, say whatever they want, dictate whatever they want. That's no longer the case as the new media takes center stage. We are taking on the mainstream press like never before, and even though they pretend we don't matter when they want to down us, they admit that we're critical, and they're forced to literally admit it through their reporting every single day, even though they'll never acknowledge it. All right, I'm going to do a quick recap of Thursday's show and then Friday's show, and then we've got an incredible show today as well. By the way, did I tell you that this half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door? To learn more, get a hold of Kurt Crosby. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or dial 801-669-2211. By the way, Kurt got kicked out of the farmer's market because they claim he's not the beekeeper. Well, Kurt said, I never said I was the beekeeper. I'm just their representative to sell honey. They kicked him out anyway. Just imagine what's going on in America today, folks. All right, so on Thursday, we had our guest on, Mr. Brian Rust of rustcoinandgift.com. He's been educating Americans about gold and silver coins for over 50 years. We talked about our Honest Money report. They claim gold and silver is down. They lie. The fiat currency is melting down. Gold and silver has been stable as a rock since the days of Moses, folks. Why is there a World Gold Council if gold's so insignificant like they want you to believe that it's just to put on your woman's finger or something like that? Why do they have a World Gold Council? We also got to understand that gold is real money, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to call it timeless insurance. Nature's currency, if you will, honest weights and measures, touts the Bible, and we agree. Not to mention it is the supreme law of the land. Boy, if we ran off the rails. Let's get rid of the fiat currency and shut down the Federal Reserve and return to honest money. If we're going to have honesty in our society, and honesty is the issue, let's start with honest money, shall we? We talked about they claim the U.S. dollar strength persists, but the euro, the yen, the pound, and gold all suffer. Have you lost your mind, folks? Go look at the inflation out there, right? Go grab a silver Eagle silver dollar, 1 ounce silver round, if you will, and look on it, the government writes that it's a dollar. Then go grab one of your Federal Reserve notes, and the government writes it's a dollar. Which dollar's the liar dollar, ladies and gentlemen? Which dollar's the dishonest one? You be the judge. I'll sit back and smirk. How's that? Trump says people would rather go to war than have him get along with Vladimir Putin. Boy, isn't that the truth. Wow, what a shame. The military-industrial complex is drunk on fiat fake currency. That is for sure. Kellyanne, doing a great job, defends Donald Trump in the Putin summit. Kellyanne says at least Donald Trump wasn't caught on an open mic making a deal with the Russians like Barack Hussein was. Boy, is she spot on. Sarah Huckabee Sanders reminds the world that Russia meddled in the elections, but during the Barack Hussein administration. Man, these chicks are tearing it up. What dirt does Russia have on Obama is the next question. If Barack's all compromised in all this, caught on a hot mic, making the deal with the Russians, all the election scandals going on under the Barack Hussein administration, maybe they know that he doesn't have an American birth certificate or something. Who knows? Weird stuff, I'll tell you what. FBI Director Christopher Wray even doubles down and says that China, rather than Russia, is the most significant long-term threat to the United States. Can you believe that? John Demonek, he's a cybersecurity expert. He says China is a greater security threat than Russia, according to the top security experts, virtually speaking. Wow. That was Hour 1 Liberty Roundtable Live on Thursday. Hour 2, we had talked about Mark Zuckerberg, said that Facebook will not remove Holocaust denial content. Ooh, that's interesting. Mark's getting beat up over that. But hey, whether you agree with the Holocaust or not, do people have a right to their views, folks? Do we believe in the First Amendment or not? What's going on around here, ladies and gentlemen? I don't care if people believe it's true or not. They have the right to think and say and believe what they want, don't they? Or really become the conscience police now, huh? See, I personally have a view, and I'll state it boldly. I'm not a Holocaust denier, but I don't believe the stories as we were told. I'll tell you that right now. Let's leave the details out. But I'm just telling you right now, Mark Zuckerberg's taking a beating, but he won't take that stuff down. He says they have a right to their thoughts. Wow, imagine that. Mark's changing his tune, isn't he? Rand Paul Brennan was the most biased, bigoted, and unhinged CIA director ever. Boy, is Rand right on that, too. Wow, that guy's a... By the way, Brennan was a former communist. Did you know that? And we're going to listen to this guy? We're going to put this guy in our government? Have you lost your mind, people? China warns Russia. U.S. friendliness will not last past the Trump presidency. Wow. By the way, that depends on who we elect as our next president, ladies and gentlemen. I wouldn't say never. What if we put Rand Paul as our president? He'd be kind to the Russians. I don't know why we want to just agitate, and foment war with the Russians. What are we thinking? Donald Trump says Russia agreed to help with North Korea, but the envoy wants sanctions lifted. Well, we ought to work with countries, folks. We ought to have diplomatic relations. See, they run around and tell you I'm an isolationist because I want to stand with America. They say you're a nationalist. I'm a constitutionalist, not a nationalist. But nevertheless, then I say, let's deal with Russia. Let's deal with these other countries. Let's lift sanctions. Let's work on diplomatic relationships. And then they go, well, now you're caving to the enemy. What, are you in bed with the Russians? Okay, what? You just can't win with these thugs. Doesn't matter what I say or do. They'll never be happy. We talked about Thomas Massie, congressman. The U.S. and the world will be better off because of the Putin-Trump summit. Boy, is Thomas correct. Congressman Massie's right. Mansour, he's a columnist, right? He says, if you think U.S. intelligence is never wrong, I got some yellow cake for you. Wow. Donald Trump says Vladimir Putin knows that I'm tough on Russia, but the media doesn't. Boy, is Donald right on that one again. We talked about Tucker Carlson shocks entire panel. He says, who's really influencing our elections? Is it really the Russians? And he doubles down and says, no, it's actually Mexico. They routinely interfere with our elections. They let illegals flood across the border and pack our electorate. Wow. Good for Tucker. He's spot on that. Let's shut down illegal trafficking big time, shall we? San Francisco opens what they call non-citizen voting in government school board elections. Yeah, come one, come all. There's no election fraud, say the Democrats, but yet let's let the illegals vote. It is crazy. Well, there is somewhat of a little bit of good news. The House, that's the House of Representatives, funded 200 miles of border wall for the 2019 budget. Did you hear that from the mainstream press? It's not perfect, but it is a start. And that's a recap of Thursday's show. Man, I haven't even been able to cover Friday's show. We are talking about barn-burning, award-winning news the networks refuse to use, talk radio at your fingertips, all archived and available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. If you find our efforts worthy, donate and get involved today. Every penny helps us grow our presence as we take on the mainstream press like never before. Quick pause, come right back. Breakdown Friday. Incredible 2-hour show on Friday, I'm telling you right now. LibertyRoundtable.com if you want to check it out. The show notes and archived audio is there. It's free, by the way. But if you find our efforts worthy, donate today. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. I am Sam Bushman.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I made an executive decision right on the fly. I'm not going to just do a recap of Friday's show and then jump into today's show. What I'm going to do is bring on our guests immediately. I'm going to break down the Friday broadcast, but get their input as we go. How's that? All right, I got Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Eddie Miller with me. Welcome, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Sam. Listen, I would like to let the audience know, I'm not blowing hot air, just how great you are. If the listeners had listened to the Friday show, Sam, I'm not exaggerating. You put yourself square in the sight of the globalists, of the people that hate our country. Though I would, it may be a danger.
Hey, man, I've been there for 25 years, dude.
I mean, you were like... They would say beyond radical. I mean, you were saying bring it on. You made yourself a target, fella. But that's what we do here in the new. But Sam, thank you so very much for having me on and having my man Matt on earlier today.
All right. So, yeah, I've been at it for 25 years, ladies and gentlemen. The IRS, the FCC, the USDA all tried to take me on at the same time. I won, they lost. So there you go. You know what? They're not going to win this fight, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the side of Jesus Christ. We are on the side of God, family, and country. We're on the side of the protection of life, liberty, and property. And they might gain ground in a skirmish or two. But ladies and gentlemen, understand who the good guys are. And understand that the good guys win. And understand that the left, that the liberal, that the extreme, that the globalist, that whatever you want to call them, they are absolutely unhinged, desperate, crazy, folks. Just understand that from the start. All right, we also got Matt Goodwin with us. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. All right, so yesterday on the broadcast, we had a two-hour incredible talk show. Hour one, we had two people on, Andrea Parker and Ammon Bundy. And Andrea Parker, her husband is Eric Parker, who came to the defense of the Bundys back in 2014, where the government literally pointed sniper rifles at unarmed, innocent family of the Bundys. And the government lied and said they were not unarmed, or they were not armed snipers, but it came out in court they lied. They perjured themselves. They withheld exculpatory evidence. The fact is they were pointing sniper rifles at the innocent, unarmed family of the Bundys. And the reason that Eric Parker and several others went to the defense of the Bundys in the first place is because it goes back to the Randy Weaver, you know, where he was held up in the cabin scenario. The government, the United States government, literally had a sniper by the name of Lon Horiuchi point a sniper rifle at Vicki Weaver. And Vicki Weaver was standing in her doorframe, a little bit outside of her door. And she had a baby in her arms, and she was unarmed. And the government hired thug sniper Lon Horiuchi literally murdered her. And so when the government pointed sniper rifles at the Bundy family, guys like Eric Parker said, no, we're not doing that. And so they came to the aid of the Bundys. Andrea, his wife, wonderful lady, literally has been in Nevada at the court by day in the courtroom, by afternoon and evening doing incredible, epic videos breaking down how abusive and dishonest and immoral and manipulative and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera the court is. We've had her on the radio with us, but we've never had her on updating on commentary along with Ammon Bundy, who's been released from prison because the juries say he's not guilty. And they were on the radio with us at the same time. And we talked about the incredibly rigged trials going on there. We talked about Todd Engel, another man who came to the defense of the Bundys. By the way, the innocent Bundys. Let's make that very clear. And Todd Engel just got sentenced on Thursday to 14 years by Judge Gloriette Navarro. Now, we're calling for this judge to be impeached. We're calling for Donald Trump to pardon Todd Engel and to pardon Eric Parker yesterday. The question is the prosecution retaliating against Todd Engel? Our buddy Sherry over there at Readout News wrote an incredible article asking that question months ago, but we reiterate it because it's so apropos today. And we talked about Judge Gloriette Navarro must be impeached. We talked about Ammon Bundy's incredible question, what are we to do? And we call on Donald J. Trump as President of the United States of America, leader of the free world, if you will, along with all honest, moral government officials to demand and stand for accountability. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. First, Eddie's comments, then Matt Goodwin. Eddie?
Sam, I would just like to say one more time, thank you for bringing me on. And you raised so many points, we could do a month show on this. But first, what should we do? What do we do? That was the big question. Well, I think Stuart Rhodes nailed it yesterday when he said what we should do. And he got very close to it. He didn't go all the way, Sam. What we have to do, and you and I have been preaching this for years, we have to have a constitutional sheriff, a constitutional militia and posse, and a constitutional district attorney. And we have to get in these people's faces. We can't. I'm going to use an example right here, Sam. What if somebody breaks into your house? They come in. They're just armed thugs. You know, they're not rule of law at all. But they're coming in under the color of law, and they try to rob you and rape your wife and just abuse you in every which way. You can't just sit there and allow that because you're afraid of violence. What's going to happen to you with the law? These people, they are no longer lawful. They are the outlaws. The government that comes in there that you've been talking about, Sam, they are the outlaws. They are the criminals. They were the ones that violating God's children, not us.
And you're completely right. And the jury saw that in the case of the Bundys over and over and over and over. The judge even became incensed at how dishonest, immoral, manipulative, and hostile the federal government was. And the Bundys were completely peaceful and innocent. In fact, the government got caught saying we cannot give the Bundys bail because they'll be a flight risk and or they'll go violent if they get out. While the government was lying and saying that in court, it turns out a document became uncovered that showed that the government wrote in their own documents they knew that the Bundys were not violent, were not a threat, and they were family men. So while they were literally lying in court, they had documents that they had documented earlier to the contrary. They held these innocent people for a couple of years, no bail, no due process, no speedy trial, and that's what we see. So your point's well taken, Eddie.
You know, and also, you know, well, thank you so much, Sam. And Sam, I tell you what we see here, and you know, furthermore, we're going back to what should we do? Well, what did the founding fathers do? They've exhausted every peaceful means, and I say, and that's what we're doing now, Sam. And y'all pointed out, like, you know, with this Maxine Waters, this violent conflict.
Yeah, all right, let's get into her in a second, because it relates more to the second hour where we had Stuart Rhodes on and their whole scenario with the Oath Keepers. Let's give Matt Goodwin a chance to chime in. What do you think on the first hour? Any comments, Matt?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, you nailed it yesterday. You were on fire. I mean, Bombardier's right. You put yourself as a target, and you're the front man of defending constitutional principles. And I think you were spot on. But another thing, Ammon said that it's kind of sad that we have to go all the way to the president and appeal to the president for this. And that's what I believe. I believe I'm with him 900%. We actually have levels of government that are supposed to intercede between us and the federal government. And when they stop interceding, that becomes the issue we're dealing with here.
And that's why I focus so much, Matt, on the checks and balances that America is known for. It's brilliant, the founding fathers putting that in place. They are checks and balances on the vertical and the horizontal levels, all through the system, all three branches of government separate, and then the federal, the state, dual sovereigns, as it was documented by Scalia in Richard Mack's case, for example, a state sovereignty move of modern times of epic proportion. These are critical things that you point at. These are fundamental understandings of the founding fathers that have been lost in our minds today for some reason. We've lost our way. We need to return to those. You're spot on, and Ammon's right about that. Hey, we've got to use these checks and balances, and where are all these yahoos? And the answer is most of them are socialist, and most of them are compromised by big money, and most of them have scandals over their heads, and most of them need to be removed, and we need to put people in place who will stand up.
We have a serious problem of our local people feeling like they're better than us. Our local people in power, they feel like if they sell us out and sell us out on our own constitutional freedoms, by the way, when we're doing right, if they sell us out, they think they're going to promote themselves or get promoted in the system somehow, get a good attaboy. And I'm going to tell you what, these people need to start thinking about their constituency, thinking about their local people, their family, their friends, their blood, their soil.
You're right. They also need to start thinking about their oaths of office to which they have sworn to. And we need to hold them accountable regarding that as well. So that was hour one, ladies and gentlemen. It is available online for free, libertyroundtable.com. Spread the word to your friends. Read the show notes. It is available, and we need it to go viral. Not for me, but because we are defending innocence in prison. And Ammon Bundy's brilliant question, what are we to do? And in the second hour, Richard Mack reiterated that Ammon's right on that question. That is the fundamental question. The founding fathers asked it, and we ask it in modern times as we try to return to the freedoms once enjoyed in this wonderful land. Quick pause. Matt Goodwin, Eddie the Bombardier Miller with us. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. We'll be right back. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, you got Eddie Miller, Matt Goodwin, and Sam Bushman, yours truly, breaking it down just for you on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. So yesterday's second hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. It is available on demand if you want to check it out. LibertyRoundtable.com. We had on two guests the second hour, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. He's the president and founder, OathKeepers.org. We also had on Richard Mack, former sheriff, beat Bill Clinton to the Supreme Court, only got to do so over a non-sexual matter. And Richard Mack is the president of CSPOA, that's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. And we talked about Oath Keepers' call to action, that was to protest terrorist insider Maxine Waters at her L.A. offices. They said they were going to do it. The media frothed at the mouth. The media fomented literally a showdown. The Antifa and Black Panthers and thugs came out in full force. They literally stole a flag off someone's truck, doused it in lighter fluid, lit it on fire. There were skirmishes and brawls, but the Oath Keepers were wise and realized that it was going to be nothing but an absolute barbecue and the cops weren't going to help. It reminds me of another place. Shall we name it? Do we dare name it, Eddie?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what.
I think it's called Charlottesville.
I guess we shall. Could it be Charlottesville?
Yes, sir. And so we are going to see the same thing go down in the socialist, Democratic Republic of L.A. And so that was going to happen. And the Oath Keepers were wise to say, wait a minute, we don't want war. We wanted to peacefully protest. And if they're not going to let us do that, then wow, we're not going to go. But these people literally burned an American flag and literally said, F the government. And they went ballistic, showing who they truly were. Their true colors were on full display as they literally called Maxine Waters the queen. I mean, it was insanity. And protesters literally stole the flag. Other protesters literally took to a street corner, put their fists in the air and chanted black power. And we're comparing that to London, where they failed to record over 100,000 crimes, some of them sexual in nature. And is that what we're heading for today? Michael Savage ended the hour with a headline that we talked about. You're asleep if you think communism cannot happen in the United States. That's a summary of the hour. If you want to check it out, it is available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Let's let Matt Goodwin go first. Matt, what do you say to that?
Well, what I'm going to say is it reminded me exactly of Charlottesville, that scenario. The news,
except we were wise to back out of that one because it is so overrun by illegals and communists to where even if we would have brought in 1,000 oath keepers, just say, that understood their proper role, the fact is what would happen is we would take care of business and they would haul us all off to jail and let them all go free as they destroyed private property, right?
Oh, yeah. No doubt in my mind it would have been 10 times worse than Charlottesville as far as prosecutions go. But I'll tell you this. The news had lined up the streets up and down on the side of the streets in Charlottesville before the event ever happened. And I've asked this to people, how did the news know that it was going to be an international news event?
Because they're working with the cops, and the whole goal is to foment violence in America, sir. It's been Barack's plan ever since he got elected. He said so, and he's carrying it out. They created it on purpose, sir. Don't be naive.
They created it. So no doubt in my mind they were setting the Oath Keepers up for a created news story.
I agree with that. Eddie Miller, what's your breakdown take on, one, yesterday's show with Stuart Rhodes and Richard Mack? And then, two, the comparison to Charlottesville that got averted by the peaceful Oath Keepers. And in the articles by the mainstream press, the only ones they suggested were violence and armed to the teeth were the Oath Keepers. Nevertheless, the Oath Keepers did not show up because they wanted peace. They did not show up armed, but the Antifa Black Panthers did.
Well, you know, Sam, Oath Keepers did. They made a very wise move to back out because, Matt is spot on. It would have been worse in Charlottesville. And you know something else? Y'all mentioned on the show yesterday, Stuart Rhodes and Richard Mack both said, have we reached the point where we can no longer peacefully demonstrate without, you know, violence? And I'll say, yes, we are at that point right now. And this is one point that people do not want to admit. We have become a society based and split down on race. It's no longer this wonderful republic that we dreamed about and we had at one time. You know, our founding father, I think it was John Adams, said that Benjamin Franklin, he said that we have a democratic, a representative republic, but it's only made for a moral and righteous, God-fearing people. We no longer have a moral, righteous, God-fearing people. We have a bunch of illegals. We probably have 40,000 illegals, 20,000 to 40,000 illegals in this country right now, and a majority.
Wait! 1,000? You mean million?
I'm sorry, millions. You're right.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I meant to say millions. And they hate us. They hate us because of our color. Maxine Waters. She hates white people with the purple passion. People have to come up and realize that. And I know Stuart Rhodes likes to keep peace and all this kind of stuff, but he has to realize. And Sheriff Mack, we have to realize we have gone across the Rubicon. We know we're kind of like a minority in our own country where they're preaching racial hatred. It's not us. It's not us white people that preach racial hatred. But no, we're not going to be able to have peaceful demonstrations anymore. And Maxine Waters proved it. That's what she wants. She does not want peaceful restorations of this republic. Neither did Barack Obama. And she proved it. She's calling for violence. I mean, what else can she do? I mean, what else can she do?
Well, she called for violence, and she got it, and the Oath Keepers stayed out of it. Matt Goodwin, I agree with Eddie's point that they are fomenting race divide. They are dividing on every line possible in America. Their goal is to destroy America. Literally, you've got Bernie Sanders and this new Cortez lady running around saying they're democratic socialists. and literally trying to promote socialist principles in America. They used to be undercover in their promotion of socialism. When I first started reporting and doing talk radio 25 years ago about, they had about 58 members of Congress that were part of the Communist USA Party, avowed socialists, but they were all underground. And when we exposed them in talk radio, they took down the list of all their participants. But it's worse now than it was then. Now they're literally openly promoting their communist slash socialistic leans. And they're acting like that's a badge of honor in America today. They're openly calling for race divide, turf wars, violence, right in the halls of Congress on down. And when Maxine Waters calls for violence, she gets it in front of her own office, and we're not even there.
Yeah, if you oppose them, you're a fascist. That's the new term they like to use. And, you know, well, maybe we might go that route, but at least we believe in law and order, you know, rather than chaos that breaks down on the streets in the city and right in front of government offices called on by the government. So they want these types of people in power. Maxine Waters, she's there to stir the pot. Make no mistake, people. She is there to stir the pot of racial divide. She's there to cause the war. And we've just got to be very wise with these people. I think in this case, the Oath Keepers were right for not showing up and leaving them there to their own mob. But in other places, we've got to stand.
Yes, and we need to stand, though, where we believe that we have enough law and order in America. And this is kind of the highlighted point, where we haven't been taken over by illegals, where we don't have so much Antifa, so much Black Panther, so much MS-13 gang association and support, where the police do believe they can still uphold law and order and literally prosecute crimes and everything else. Those are the places in America that we need to make our stand, because that's where we have enough freedom to peacefully do so still.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Anyway, I think this is critical to understand, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's really important to break this down in meaningful ways. One last point on this, Eddie, and I want you to respond, and then we'll move to the news today. We've got a lot of it to cover, by the way, but I want to really highlight this, too. You know, what happens in a country when the cops literally told Oath Keepers, and I know because I talked to the president, okay, of Oath Keepers, the cops literally said, if you show up today, we can't defend you. We can't protect your rights. And that's why they said, wait a minute, under those conditions, we're not going to do this thing. We want to remain peaceful. We're not looking for a fight. We're just looking to peacefully have our say. In other words, First Amendment all the way. What do you say about areas of a country that literally openly say we cannot ensure your safety? And what happened is the conservatives, the Oath Keepers in this case, didn't, the ones that want peace did not even show up because they didn't want to create a showdown. They didn't want violence. But just so you know, the Antifa and the Black Panthers and everything else, they came armed to the teeth with lead pipes and all kinds of things. They were literally agitating for war. And the media was like, hey, man, we got a showdown here. In one corner, we got the, you know, Maxine Waters supporters. In the other corner, we got the belligerent militia, right-wing, radical, violent, armed-to-the-teeth folks. And let's sit back and watch this go down. We have cameras on every corner. That's what was happening. Let's talk about it in seconds. Eddie Miller, Matt Goodwin.
Yes, sir.
This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked to hear
that.
So since
you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Matt Goodwin, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and Sam Bushman breaking it down just for you. Ladies and gentlemen, we got serious concerns, and I asked the question yesterday to Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, and to Stuart Rhodes, Oathkeepers.org, and Ammon Bundy, and others. And I want to ask you gentlemen the same question. And we'll have Eddie go first this time, Matt go second. But here's the question for you. We have, as Eddie said, and I mentioned yesterday as well, we have crossed a Rubicon in America to where, you know what, the conservatives plan a peaceful event. They literally take the time to obey the law and get permits for that event. They literally take the time to sit down and meet with the police to say, hey, you know what, we're gonna meet here. We'd like to peacefully express our views based on the First Amendment. We want to obey the law. We want to do it right. We want peace, but we want protection. We want an open working relationship here. And in some areas of the country, that's still possible. But in many areas of the country, as you've seen now in Charlottesville and L.A., it is not possible. The criminals, the agitators, the communists, the MS-13 members, the Black Panthers, the Antifa, the Acorn groups, the Obama Muslim Brotherhoods, the Louis Farrakhans, the whatever you want to say, ne'er-do-wells, okay, they will not let it happen. And the cops go, you better not do it because it's going to go wrong. And the media sits back and goes, hey, man, this here be a boxing match of epic proportions in the streets. We're ready to document every bit of it. Blame the conservatives. Free the liberals, free the violent property destroyers, and literally blame it all on those who are trying to get a permit and work with the police and peacefully have their views told publicly. And that's what's really going on. And we see it in Charlottesville. We saw it in L.A. now. And we tried to avert it in Charlottesville, but our guys are in jail. We then tried to avert it in L.A., but they still had violence, even though we weren't had nothing to do with it. The reason that I bring all this up is it just got announced, and then I'll have you guys respond. It just got announced that the Republicans picked Charlotte, not Charlottesville, but Charlotte, North Carolina, for their 2020 convention. And by the way, it was very contested when they announced they wanted to go there. The city council barely voted that they could even go there. It's pretty much a socialist mecca there as well. The question is are they going to even be allowed to go there? And if so, will it remain peaceful? Matt first.
Did you say the GOP?
Yeah. The Republican convention for 2020.
The GOP will be, yeah, absolutely. The GOP will be able to go anywhere peacefully. This is the country they created. The people need to remember all during the 20th century, GOP held the establishment for a majority.
Understand that the GOP didn't even exist. When America started, we had different parties. The GOP started as a third party, and about Civil War time, Abe Lincoln was kind of the first real GOP established candidate that took place, right?
Right, but I'm saying all during the 1900s, GOP held more positions.
Yeah, that's right. They've controlled more. They've had more funding, more everything. However,
so if anyone's to point a finger at about who,
however, hold on, they're about to try to have Donald Trump be their guy for the second term. I believe the liberals may come unhinged over this, and I don't know if it'll be able to remain peaceful. Can we? Have we crossed the Rubicon? Will we have the ability to peacefully assemble, peacefully protest? Will our First Amendments hold, or have we crossed the Rubicon and we'll never have that again in America, Matt?
But as far as these jurisdictions you're talking about, Maxine Waters and Charlottesville, we've got to count these jurisdictions as not American anymore. They're foreign jurisdictions. They've been subverted internally. All the positions inside it have been filled by radical communists. They're not friendly territory. They're not even our country anymore, if you're basing it even specifically on the Constitution. So that needs to be our understanding immediately right now from going forward. But then will the GOP be able to go around wherever they want? Absolutely. Like I said, they're the if we have the outspoken communists, they're the soft-spoken communists.
They're the right wing of the swamp, right?
Right wing of the swamp. That's right.
So there's some valuable points in what Matt Goodwin's saying is, hey, there's a, you know. But if they have Trump as their forebear, time will tell if it'll be as peaceful as we as hope. The Republicans seem to be betraying of the Donald, betraying their swamp roots, if you will, making those known publicly. What do you think, Eddie? Have we crossed the Rubicon? Will they be able to peacefully assemble in Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yes, we have crossed the Rubicon, and no, they will not be able to assemble peacefully. And I'd like to kind of go from the general big picture to the specific in a minute.
Right, so let's be clear, though. You differ from Matt Goodwin on this.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And by the way, I think Matt's knocked it out of the park.
It's okay. By the way, this is the Liberty Roundtable Live is the unnamed think tank of America, ladies and gentlemen. We have the right to disagree and batter this back and forth and discuss it. And hey, we all remain friends at the end, right? This is important to discuss, though. And we all have opinions on it. Go ahead, Eddie.
Oh, yes. You know, what we see, I'm going from the general to the specific, this is just not an American problem. This is a globalist problem. It's brought on by the globalist designers. And you see, in the deep state we have here in America, we have it all over the United States. If you go to Sweden, if you go to France, if you go to England, there are no-go zones there already. And the no-go zones are protected by their governments, those foreign governments. They're kidnapping white girls and putting them into grooming stations and turning them into sex slaves, all at the behest of the government in these countries. And when the people, the white citizens, try to go into these areas, try to break that up, they get in trouble with the government. People are going to jail over there, even mentioning that we have no-go zones and we have these white slave trafficking areas. And that's the big picture. That's global. It's going all over. Now, let's bring it back to the United States here. You know, the ne'er-do-wells, the lower strata of society, they still think that Republicans are these radical right-wing psychos. And you know what? And the government, the big solution, the United States government, the world government, there is going to be no government solution because the government is just controlled by now. It's totally out of control. And just to throw another little wrench, Stuart Rhodes mentioned that yesterday, y'all said something about sanctions on trade, the sanctioning Russia. Well, Israel is the people that we should be sanctioning trade at because of Israel, who their money through Israel has bought off our Congress and our Senate and controlled the entire government apparatus. They want us full. They're controlled by the globalist communists, and they want to stir the pot. They want to create violence so they can bring in their new world order. That's the big picture. They want a new world order, and Charlottesville, California, New Orleans, Charlotte, North Carolina, these places are all going to be violent. That's what they're hoping to do. They're hoping to foment violence so they can bring in their new world order. So I say no. I say it'd be violence wherever they go.
And I pray Eddie's wrong, but I'm concerned there's some truth in what he says. What do you think, Matt?
You know, he makes some good points about the global issue we're dealing with.
Well, and it's also about Trump, though. They might love the Republican darlings that are part of the swamp, but they don't like Trump, and they've proven it. They even got violent at Trump rallies and abused people and everything else and destroyed property and everything else.
I was just thinking, you know, they did accost Mitch McConnell and, you know, Steve Bannon and such. So, you know, perhaps, I don't know. Well, I guess time will tell. So
time will tell. My whole point is, ladies and gentlemen, I pray we can remain peaceful in America. I pray that even though I disagree with Maxine Waters, hey, I support her right to stand up and babble at the brook and say what she wants to say and think what she wants to think. I'm not the conscience cops. you know what? I disagree with her completely. And let's let the American people hear both sides of that coin and decide who they believe to be sane and rational and moral and honest, et cetera, and who they believe to be unhinged and psychotic and crazy and out of touch with the principles that make America great. Let the people decide that stuff. And so I'm not here to shut down Maxine Waters. However, when she starts to push for violence, I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think violence is the answer to the problems that we face. I personally follow the Prince of Peace, and I'm not telling you that we don't have a right of self-defense. We do. But I am telling you that I'm not interested in using that unless it's a last resort. I'm interested in going forward peacefully and saying, hey, if Maxine Waters wants to have a big old rally and promote whatever, I say let them have a good time. I won't interfere, and I wish they would have the same. They preach tolerance, but they're not very tolerant, Eddie.
That's right. You know what, Sam? If the government could, they want peace, but they want the government could shut people like Maxine Waters down in a minute. All they would have to do is call the army in, like they did in Little Rock in 1957, like they did at Ole Miss and Oxford, Mississippi in 61, Birmingham, Alabama, 63. They activated the army and they shut all, you know, any threat of violence down. They could do that. If they sent the army in, that's to me, Sam, that's a national state of emergency. When you got people like Maxine Waters taking over entire areas of the United States, and Matt's right. If we don't do something fast within a couple of years, those areas aren't even going to be part of America. But we need to send the National Guard / the Army in there and start mass arresting people. You know, open fire if you have to, like they did at Kent State in 1972, 73.
Amen to that. All right. Anyway, the cops have got to stand up. We've got to have law and order in America, and it starts with the border. I agree with all that. All right. The mainstream press claims Donald Trump betrayed America and committed treason with Vladimir Putin meeting. However, I said otherwise right from the start, that he was doing a great job. Rand Paul said otherwise right from the start. Pat Buchanan agreed with us and Donald Trump against the media. But now a new poll comes out, and the media claims Trump betrayed America with the Putin meeting, but the voters say otherwise, Matt.
Yeah, when he met with Putin, he tried to be very diplomatic, and he was basically just trying to smooth in these relationships that have, you know, been hurt over the years. But then he comes back, and he has to immediately almost recant what he said with some sort of pre-written press release about how he misspoke, you know. And
I told him he should come on Liberty Roundtable Live. Donald should come on Liberty Roundtable Live and double down.
Absolutely not. Not give him a chance to recant. Just tell him what he thought. Like, and that's the leadership we need. We need the man that met with Putin, not the man that came back and read the hand signed letter that was handed to him.
And they even turned off the lights on him when he did it, showing that they won.
So I think Putin understands our situation, and I'm hoping that speaks volumes on their side.
Yeah, and I'm not as bullish.
Right now, we're kind of tied up at the moment.
I'm not as bullish on Putin as most folks are. I mean, look, the guy's still a Russian. The guy still comes from the KGB. He's the Russian swamp to some degree, in my humble opinion. Nevertheless, when people do something right, we need to reward it. And when people do something wrong, we need to reject it, no matter who it is. Even if Maxine Waters says something correct, I'm going to say she's right. Once in a while, I've even told you that Bill Clinton's on. I mean, look, even a digital clock's right once a day if it's broken. All right. So, you know, we need to stand for good wherever it's found and right wherever it's found, no matter who says it. We got to reject this partisan stuff. It's not a matter of who's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's a matter of what's right. Hour one in the can with Matt Goodwin, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and Sam Bushman. Breaking it down just for you. Hour two, we got lineup of incredible headlines to talk about, to break down as we stand to make America moral again, which in turn shall make America great again. We need your financial assistance as the new media takes center stage as well. Donate today, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com. I got a day job to support my family, folks. I don't want your money, but I do want to put your money into the cause that I put my money into as well. And not only that, my time, my voice, my all. Because I believe the new media taking center stage is key to stopping the gatekeepers and the socialist globalists from destroying America. The only question left is, will you help? We declare this nation shall endure.